Am I live?
Yes, sir.
Finally. Attention, citizens of Lubfalla City. This is Von Libben, and for once, I don't even know where to begin with this one. As you might expect, this is a direct follow-up to our emergency broadcast. It is with a heavy heart that I announce that Photatown has been completely wiped off the planet. Be assured, this is no exaggeration, and the situation is as real as the fear in this distinguished reporter's voice. Hundreds of people and countless buildings gone without a trace. As of now, the cause is unclear, and there are few leads. All I can offer is my sincerest apologies to those with family currently lost. As sad as this news is, we cannot allow ourselves to become lost in mourning. What happened to Fota is not only a tragedy, but a threat. As I mentioned in our previous broadcast, our dear city has been terrorized by a series of mysterious murders. Bodies dried and tossed out into the dead of night. You may be wondering why this is the first you're hearing of this.
Go on.
Well, to put it plain, we've all been lied to. Time and time again, the police of this great city have withheld information from us. Information that could have saved lives. I'm afraid, dear listeners, that these murders are only at the tip of this grand conspiracy. Laid in the center of the ash that was once Fota was a young woman, unconscious but free of any wounds. That woman is currently in police custody. Can we trust Sheriff Carmine to make the right decision? How do we know that she isn't the reason that hundreds of people are dead? If that is the case, can we be sure that Carmine will say anything at all? Will he simply sweep her under the rug? I'm telling you all this while under the threat of incarceration, but know that I am not afraid. I feel empowered knowing that you all are on my side, the side of justice. Maybe it's time we put things into our own hands. Those of you wanting answers can join me at the sheriff's office. Let's tell them we won't be left in the dark anymore. Before we go, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Feeling stressed? Overwhelmed? Unsafe in your own home? All this is perfectly natural. To learn more and let your worries drain away, pay us a visit on the main thoroughfare. The Father Within Wellness Center. We are here now.
Elizabeth awoke to the familiar scent of rust and dust.
You haven't even got her locked up? Who knows what she could do next?
Some of us had family in Fota.
Folks, I need you to calm down. She could be the culprit or she could just be another victim. We need to keep our heads while the situation...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Where is...
Sheriff, she's awake.
What did you do to Fota?
Give the girl some damn space.
We should take matters into our own hands before she does the same thing to us.
Yeah, just like Vaughn was saying.
I don't give a damn about whatever drivel that charlatan was spitting. Without evidence, you'll treat her like you would any law-abiding citizen, or I'll ask Officer Pemmel to escort you from the premises.
You'll kill all of us with that kind of attitude.
Then I suggest you stand clear, because I'm the best chance this city's got.
You're a hack, Carmine.
The disgruntled citizens left the sheriff's office with a huff.
Pemmel.
Yes, Sheriff.
I'm sorry to call you in so early. Can you pay a visit to our friends at the radio station? I need to hold down the fort here, and I'm sure you'll relay my feelings well enough.
Yes, sir. Happy to help.
As the officer left, Elizabeth, barely awake, struggled to process the scene before her. She lay on a hard metal slab, wrapped in a woolen blanket. At first, she thought she sat trapped behind iron bars. but realized the door was unlocked and open.
Apologies for the rude awakening.
Where am I? Is this the desert?
Have you seen the fog outside? If this is a desert, I'd hate to see the wetlands. You're in the Lavfala Sheriff's office.
Sheriff? Am I in trouble?
No. Just thought you'd be safer in here than out there. If previous company gave you any indication. My name is Sheriff Carmine Messel. At your service.
He looked at her with expectant silence.
I'm Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Any last name?
I don't know.
You can't remember?
No, I'm sorry. I don't remember much before this.
Must have hit your head after the blast. Maybe we should call a doctor in.
I don't feel like I hit my head. There was an explosion?
Yep. Everyone's a bit shaken up by your arrival. That's not entirely your fault, though.
Ugh, damn fog. Who do you think you are?
You must have some serious balls walking in here.
I mean, considering how cold it is outside, I doubt it.
Hilarious.
You know what's funny? It's your complete disregard for what's best for this city.
Felicia, how did I know you were gonna ride in here on Vaughn's coattails?
You of all people should know I stopped wearing those types of jackets after that wild hog incident.
Why is the circus setting up shop in this office?
I don't know what a circus is, but I feel like I should take offense to that.
What is she doing outside a cell?
Not being a pain in my ass. Wish the same could be said for you two.
Come on, Carmine! Even you must know that something fishy is going on with that woman.
Oh, absolutely. But fishy circumstances don't constitute guilt.
Well, I wouldn't be so quick to call innocence either.
Vaughn strode towards Elizabeth in her cell, looming over her with an imposing scrutiny. A microphone peeked out almost comically from beneath his jacket.
Looks guilty to me. Did you do it? Come on, you can tell me. No worries, this is all hush-hush, off the record.
Elizabeth reached out and flicked his forehead.
Ah!
Personal space, jackass.
She attacked him! She belongs behind a locked cell door, or at the very least an interrogation room.
No one is getting interrogated. We can't just rush this.
Carmine, honey! I know you're not an idiot. She was the only witness on the scene. It's Forensics 101 that she has something to do with this.
Something to do with what?
Oh, I don't know. Fodatown literally exploding into a massive ash pile?
Wait, the explosion.
Aha! I hear a few bells ringing in that head of yours.
Does Fodatown sound familiar, Elizabeth?
Elizabeth nodded her head, remembering the sign in the abandoned city.
Well, what else do you remember, kid?
She tried to think back, but like all of her other memories, they seemed shrouded in a fog.
Take your time. Maybe tell us about yourself first.
I remember a desert, and I know I'm Elizabeth.
And?
And I'm pretty sure he's Carmen?
Carmine.
You're telling me an entire town combusts in the dead of night, people and all, and our only witness barely remembers her own name? Well, that's awfully suspicious.
This isn't a case anyone can solve in a day.
Maybe not, but the people of this city, and more importantly, my listeners, will all be wanting answers.
Yes, the crowd outside has made that very apparent. Why don't you blame the comet you were raving about before all this?
Oh, come on! That would be ridiculous.
As if your current line of logic isn't already outrageous.
Well, it's the best thing this city has. People are dying, Carmine. Not just in Foda, but right here in our own home.
Don't you think I know that? I haven't slept right in months because of the murders.
Guilty conscience?
If it makes you feel better, yes, I am feeling guilty. The people of my city are dying, and I haven't been able to stop it.
And what exactly are you doing to stop it? Seems to me you're just sitting on your ass.
Felicia, lay off.
It's true!
Hey! Hey!
What do you want?
Trust me, I'm not exactly eager to join this insanely toxic dynamic. But what do you mean that people are dying?
The past few months, we've been experiencing a rash of mysterious deaths. bodies drained of their fluids, essentially turned into husks.
A sudden flash hit Elizabeth's brain as memories of the dried-up shopkeeper returned.
What was that? That looked like a realization.
Did you remember something, Elizabeth?
There was a shop. The owner, I'd never seen anything like it.
Let me guess. Skin so dry, a soft breeze could have scattered him into the wind.
Elizabeth nodded.
So they are connected.
I hate to say it, but you might be right.
He wasn't dead, though. I remember him speaking to me.
Well, what did he say?
I can't remember.
Probably something to do with moisturizer, I'd imagine.
Is that really appropriate?
What? I thought it was funny.
What the?
It's just your radio.
Last I listened, it was tuned to your station.
That can't be right.
What's going on?
Vaughn?
I don't know. Felicia?
No, this shouldn't be possible. This isn't possible.
Good evening, Lubfalla. Are you scared? You should be. After all, we don't want to end up like Foda, do we? Maybe they weren't scared enough. Fear. It's natural. We all feel it. However, only the smart know to be ashamed of it, and only the smartest learn to conquer it. Process these new, frightening feelings at the Father Within Wellness Center, located at the city's center. As of now, you've all been enrolled.
Elizabeth and Carmine turned their bewildered stares to Vaughn. Felicia stared down at the ground in disbelief.
That was...
What the hell was that?
I have no idea. I need to get back to the station.
I sent Officer Pemmel on ahead. He can handle it. Vaughn, that was your voice.
I'm sure he's very well aware.
Hold on. Maybe it was a recording. Something your crew could have aired without you knowing.
I don't remember recording anything that grim.
Well, well. Doesn't feel so nice with the shoe on the other foot. Does it?
Oh, you're not in the clear yet, Miss Amnesiac.
Yeah, if that is your real name.
It's not.
Enough. I'm gonna follow Officer Pemmel and make sure he's got the situation handled. Elizabeth, with that mob outside, it's not safe for you to be here alone.
I can handle myself just fine, thanks.
That sounds like a threat to the greater population.
What I mean is that if this idiot has anything to say about it, you'll be locking yourself up just to get away from his fanatic coterie. So you should come with me.
Well, either way, you're not going back there without Vaughn and me.
This is probably just some stupid prank by the rest of the staff.
Well, we'll see about that.
The group exited the sheriff's office through the back door. Once outside, a thick wall of fog engulfed them. They had to stick close together on the journey to the radio station, marked by a single blinking red light upon the tower above the fog.
Something's different. The energy's all off.
Something was very wrong.
Pemmel! Officer Pemmel! Are you in here?
Beth? Jameson? Come on, now's not the time for a break.
The same thick fog from outside blanketed the interior. The lights, still on, glowed like candles in the haze.
Is it usually this dead?
Ugh! I'll have you know, I run a very successful establishment, young lady. And my staff is usually quite responsible. There's always someone down here.
At least there was.
Where do you record from?
The back room. Why?
Well, we should probably check it, yeah?
We do seem fairly alone. I'm not sure I see the point.
For a chicken shit coward, you talk a big game.
What are you, a toddler? Save the name calling for after nap time.
Elizabeth crept to the front of the group with precise movements, moving steadily towards the recording studio.
What in the...
It was probably just a rat.
That's no rat.
Elizabeth continued forwards, determined in her investigation.
If the criminal has a death wish, she can be my guest.
No one is dying, not on my watch.
The group reached the recording studio, waiting with bated breath outside the closed door. Slowly, Elizabeth reached forward to open it.
Jesus Christ!
A terrible sight awaited them on the other side of the threshold. The bodies of the entire staff littered the room. All five of them were wrinkled and dry, like the tanned hides of farm animals. Their puckered mouths were open in silent screams, empty eye sockets pointed in their direction, as if begging for their sight once more. But the most terrifying sight was the one hanging in the center of the room.
What the hell is this?
Hanging directly in front of them was Officer Pemmel, his body hoisted into the air by a web of throbbing veins. With every pump, his body became more of a husk of what it was, until one final push forced the last of the blood from his body. He was only a bag of skin and bones.
He was just a kid.
Carmine, get away from it!
Don't touch it!
As Carmine lifted a hand to touch the dry body, its stomach burst, sending a viscous waterfall of blackened entrails onto the ground. The veins dropped the body, swarming towards the pile on the ground that he had become. Their openings lapped at the bile like the proboscis of a fly.
Get back!
No, his body.
Forget about him!
I have to get it!
Carmine grabbed the deputy's husk, dragging it with what little strength he could muster. But as the living veins finished their wretched meal, they turned their sights on Carmine.
No!
Move, you bastard!
Vaughn, wait!
Vaughn and Elizabeth rushed towards him. Vaughn grabbed the sheriff beneath his shoulders as Elizabeth dove for his hip, pulling his revolver from his holster with instinctive ease. As soon as they were clear, she let muscle memory lead her aim. Seven shots, seven veins. She never misses. The veins recoiled in pain, wrapped around each other like injured snakes. They melted together into a single entity, lingering in the air a moment before a large, bloodshot eye emerged, staring Elizabeth down with the intent to kill. She stared back, waiting for its attack. But it never came. Instead, he retreated into the walls before shooting out a single vein and stealing the discarded body of Pemmel.
Oh my God!
You did it. I mean, you really did it.
Damn it. His body. What am I gonna tell his father?
Snap out of it. We need to find somewhere safe.
We can't. Not yet.
You have a death wish, woman!
Elizabeth approached the remaining bodies and knelt, observing them carefully.
Vaughn, what the hell is going on here?
You think I have the faintest clue?
My officer is dead and your voice was on the radio before it happened.
Are you accusing him? We were with you when it aired.
My people are dead too.
I know. I know.
All of them are drained. Just like Pemmel was.
Her fingers grazed the folds of the shriveled skin around the neck of the corpse. She peeled back the skin to reveal a hole the size of a coin.
She looks a little too used to dealing with dead people, if you ask me.
Well, she could have been a doctor.
You on her side now?
Well, she did save our lives.
Carmine knelt beside Elizabeth and rifled through the folds of another body, grimacing as he did so.
This one's got one, too.
Oh, shit. That's Beth.
Is it on her neck?
No, her thigh.
The femoral artery.
The femi what?
Arteries would be the quickest way to drain someone like this. The other one has their carotid artery pierced.
Sounds like a doctor after all.
Maybe even a coroner.
Whatever she is, it's not gonna do us any good here. I need to get on the air right now. We need to tell the city.
Broadcast anything and I'm arresting you on the spot.
Oh, so you'll go after me for spreading true and honest news, but you won't go after Lizzie over there?
Not my name, Bonnie.
One word about this would send the people into chaos. You already did enough with your broadcast earlier. We don't need to add fuel to that fire.
All I know is that the second Vaughn gave word of Elizabeth's arrival to this city, our entire staff was slaughtered with an attempt to frame him for it. Sounds like a revenge plot to me.
Why do you always assume I'm the one causing this?
Carmine might be many things, but a supernatural murderer he is not.
I'm just saying it's suspect.
Putting that blatant bias aside, we've forgotten one very important player.
What could you possibly be talking about?
The advertisement you gave.
Again, that wasn't me.
Regardless, the wellness center, was it?
My sponsors are upstanding citizens.
Upstanding citizens that used your platform to get some credibility. Now their advertisement has suspiciously linked them to 6 deaths. I think they're worth a visit in any case.
Let's not waste any more time then.
The 4 of them walked out of the building. Felicia grabbed Elizabeth's arm, holding her back as the other 2 disappeared out the door.
Can I help you?
Yeah, watch your fucking step. You may be able to convince Vaughn with this innocent amnesiac bit, but I'm the one you need to watch out for.
Oh, excuse me, I forgot. Aren't you the one on his payroll?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, but...
Don't pretend like you have any control over me. I may not know who I am, but I can say with confidence that I could snap you in half with the slightest of effort. People are dead, and you're going to be petty? Sure. I'll watch my step, Felicia. But stay out of my way or you'll find yourself underfoot real quick.
Elizabeth pushed past Felicia, leaving her stunned in silence as the slightest bit of red flushed her cheeks. Lightly, she slapped her own face, pulling herself back to reality.
Get it together, Felicia.
The 4 of them walked towards the main thoroughfare. Vaughn looked over at Felicia, noticing her timid gaze.
You good?
Me? All good.
As they approached, a bustling crowd came into view around a large structure made from smooth stone.
What on... How long has this place been around again?
A few weeks.
I've never seen something like this. It was built in that short a time?
What's with this crowd? There's at least 100 people here.
I told you I run a successful business. A few 100 beautiful listeners here on my recommendation.
I thought it wasn't you.
Well, how do they know? It's flattering either way.
Plus, they've been a sponsor of ours since they started up. I imagine our viewers are already quite familiar before today's broadcast.
We're never going to get inside with all these people here.
Out of the way, folks.
Well, if it isn't the sitting duck sheriff.
With him in charge, we'll end up like Foda soon enough.
Is that the temptress with him?
Temptress?
What are you looking at? I may have said many things, but the word temptress was not in this morning's vocabulary, I assure you.
The crowd grew angrier, closing in around Elizabeth and Carmine as they hurled insults with reckless abandon.
Now, listeners, we're here on official business. Let the sheriff and our guest through.
Vaughn, what are you doing with them?
Did they put you up to this?
Through some careful, good old-fashioned investigative journalism, I have determined that Carmine and Elizabeth are working within our best interests in mind. Hold off for now. Let us through. Leave the wellness center while the investigation is ongoing. Our situation is graver than you may know.
With reluctance, the crowd dissipated with sighs of discontent and worry, allowing Vaughn to lead the way as people parted before him in a clear path to the doors of the wellness center.
You're playing a dangerous game, Vaughn. What will happen on the day you can't control your mob?
With my charisma? That's ridiculous.
The day Vaughn's fans turn on him is the day journalism dies.
As they approached the door, a young woman standing sentry greeted them. She was dressed in fine clothing that revealed many of her physical assets, accompanied by a large hat and silk face mask. Only her eyes were visible, a strange and shimmering orange. To her right, an armored bodyguard stood at attention, a rifle held firmly in her grip.
Welcome to the Father Within Wellness Center. How can we serve you today?
Sheriff Carmine Messel, we're investigating several occurrences from earlier in the night.
Where do you get off using a man's voice in your advertising? And after all the positive publicity I've given you too, you know what? I should take you before a judge.
6 people are dead.
This blood-sucking bitch knows what she did.
Vaughn, be civil until we have evidence.
The attendant's eyes narrowed towards Vaughn. With most of her face obscured, it was difficult to read the expression, whether it was one of confusion or hostility. Her gaze shifted to Elizabeth.
I do not see your membership enrollment on file. Perhaps you should come inside and register manually while these gentlemen partake in a session with us.
We're not here to partake. Can we speak to the owner?
I'm afraid he's not with us at the moment. That will soon change, with any luck.
Her gaze settled on Elizabeth once more.
Are you sure you wouldn't prefer the company of others like you?
What's that supposed to mean?
Unregistered individuals.
Felicia nudged Fawn. She flashed him a concerned look.
Ma'am, this talk is with me.
I'm afraid this talk is over then. If you wish to learn more, please feel free to join us for a session. Free of charge, of course.
Half a dozen people are dead, ma'am. I don't know if you heard. We're not done here until we get answers.
The bodyguard shifted her hold on the rifle ever so slightly. Carmine eyed her suspiciously.
If you wish to learn more, please feel free to join us for a session.
Ugh! Are you an idiot and a murderer?
If you do not join us for a session, I cannot tell you any more. Even without your interference, we have many appointments to attend to. Have a good day, Sheriff Carmine Messel, Vaughn Libin, Felicia Dandry, others.
She gave one last parting glance to Elizabeth before retreating indoors. The group stood in dumbstruck silence until they came to the conclusion they had no choice but to leave.
What now?
We need to recuperate.
My penthouse isn't far from here.
Penthouse?
Top of the tallest building in Lavala City, baby.
It's quite nice, actually.
Yeah, and paid for by the poor fools you spoon-feed sensational garbage to.
Well, that's just your opinion, and a harsh one at that.
Ethics aside, it's closer than the sheriff's office. I guess you can lead the way, Vaughn.
Third floor! Here we are!
The three of them stepped out of the elevator into a well-furnished apartment. Carmine sat at the table while Vaughn busied himself in the kitchen. As Elizabeth looked around the room, she noticed that Felicia's gaze followed her closely.
Ah, I could use some coffee with a little kick after a day like today. Any takers?
No.
I'll pass.
No thanks.
Suit yourself.
Felicia had still not stopped staring at Elizabeth. In the haze after the conflict at the radio station, Elizabeth realized she had forgotten to give Carmine back his gun, instead just shoving it into the waist of her pants.
Oh, sorry, Carmine. You can have this back.
No worries.
Elizabeth sat down at the table next to Carmine, sliding the revolver across its surface towards him. Carmine clicked open the cylinder, rotating it idly as he observed the empty chambers. Felicia peered over his shoulder as he began to reload casually.
So what do we know so far?
We know that Vaughn's voice was on the air while he was with us. At the same time, six people got their bodies drained by some kind of, I don't know, vampires?
Vampire?
I mean, kind of. Not quite bat-oriented, but still blood-sucking.
Well, if you say so. What I know is that you appeared in the aftermath of a town, the sole survivor.
A town I'd never heard of before I woke up in it.
Sure.
Vaughn looked at Felicia, who was still staring at Carmine's revolver in deep thought.
Are you all right, Felicia?
Nope, can't say I am. How the hell are you?
Well, I'm not too shaken. Reporters tend to be cool under pressure, as you know.
Ah, yes. You and your extensive field work of sticking your nose where it doesn't belong, a young boy is dead because of your meddling.
You think I meant for him to get caught in the crossfire? For anyone?
He couldn't have known, Carmine.
And what about you, Elizabeth?
What about me, Felicia?
A lot of coincidences today is all.
You think I did any of this? I barely know any more than when I woke up today.
A town is blown off the face of the planet, and what's left? You. Not to mention all this business with the wellness center.
They're your sponsors. I have nothing to do with them. I'm not even registered, or whatever she said.
She sure did look at you in some kind of way. And that big bloody eye, too. Who did it stare at?
Of course it was mad at me. I'm the one who shot it.
And I'm grateful for that. But how did you do it?
Is this some kind of trick question? You were there. You saw me.
I saw you shoot 7 times.
Leave her alone or get to the point already.
Felicia plucked the revolver from Carmine's hands, brandishing it in the air. The cylinders dangled down from it. 6 freshly loaded bullets sat in their chambers.
Felicia, give that back.
Wait a minute.
7 shots from a 6-shooter. I've heard of some talented marksmen in my time, but how'd you manage that?
You... You must have heard wrong.
I trust only myself for the truth. I know what I heard.
I'm gonna get some coffee. Shit!
Hey, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
Let me clean this. Ow!
Ugh. You are ridiculously disaster prone.
It's fine. I just nicked myself.
Felicia eyed the wound with a look of utter shock. Quickly, she raised the revolver, barreling directly at Elizabeth's head.
What are you doing?
Put that down now.
Felicia, I don't know how many times I have to defend myself to you for the last time.
Here's your blood.
What?
You're not bleeding.
You're acting insane. Put the gun down.
Wait. She's right. Not a drop of blood.
All at once, the group looked at Elizabeth's wounds. The slice dug deep into her flesh, yet there was no sign of blood anywhere.
Oh, you thought you could just pull the wool over our eyes and I wouldn't notice? I bet you thought you had me wrapped around your finger back there in the radio station, huh?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Put the gun down!
Damn it. Nobody else needs to die today.
Felicia stepped forward, pressing the barrel of the gun to Elizabeth's head, readying her finger to pull the trigger.
I am not fucking around. What the hell are you, Elizabeth?